If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I mean, this is definitely impressive, but, you know, to use our players' phrase, we deep. I mean, we're deep. I mean, it's as simple as that. So I think we say that not arrogantly. We say that confidently because anybody that steps out on the floor can make an impact for us.
It's You Better You Bet on the BetQL Audio Network.
We deep. The slogan of the 2021-22 Memphis Grizzlies. And I mean that in the best way possible. They are deep, and they've survived the absence of Ja Morant all season. We'll see if they can continue that after just absolutely annihilating the Warriors in game number 5. They're going to be big dogs on Friday night in game number 6. We'll find out if that depth could get the Grizzlies back to Memphis, to Grind City, for a potential game number 7. Mike Gallagher is going to join us in 20 minutes, breaking down all things NBA playoffs. We'll hit a ton of National Football League over the course of the next couple hours on the show, projected point spreads, some of Will's futures bets, Offensive Rookie of the Year from Will Brinson, Power Hour, Final Hour, all our bets for tonight. But joining us right now to talk the Grizz and the Warriors and the rest of the series happening in the NBA playoffs, we are thrilled to have him on the show, and that is our pal, the great Matt Moore from the Action Network. Matt is on Twitter, at HP Basketball. He is the co-host of the Buckets podcast with our pal Raheem Palmer. Great NBA betting podcast. Be sure to check it out. Matt, welcome back to You Better You Bet. It's Nick Costos and Will Brinson here on a Thursday. My friend, how you doing?
Good, man. How are y'all?
We're great, buddy. I'm glad that we get to talk again. This is the most we talked in several years. Where's your head at right now in terms of these series? And like, if you had to make a bet on... Like you probably get asked to do this regularly. I mean, I know this happens to me in the playoffs, but it's like, all right, like who's your Super Bowl pick now, right? Like what would you project would be the outcome of the NBA playoffs if you had to bet something right now, like a finals matchup or whatever it is? And is that an impossible question given what we see from these various series?
No, I mean, you know, I came on this show and I gave out bucks before the playoffs started and had to hedge once Middleton went out. But given the fact that the Bucks are now up 3-2 and they've won essentially two huge swing games, I think it's Bucks. I don't like the way that the Suns or the Warriors, who I think you still have to think are going to come out of the West, I don't like the way either one of those matches up with Milwaukee. I think the Heat series will probably be one where I'm looking to bet, you know, Miami game by game and the Heat on the series spread. But I like Milwaukee to win that series. I think if they get past this one, as exhausted as they'll be, I do think that Milwaukee winds up going back-to-back.
All right, we'll take it back from like where we think things are going to end up, and let's talk about where we are right now in the here and now. And we'll start with Milwaukee and Boston. And yeah, I think you accurately said it, right? Like Milwaukee's won a couple swing games in the ultimate swing game, game number 5 on the road in comeback fashion, outscoring Boston 28-12 down the stretch. Amazing plays by Drew Holiday on Marcus Smart. Giannis hitting a big three, Drew hitting a big three. Just outstanding stuff from the Milwaukee Bucks. Now one win away from another trip to the Eastern Conference Final. And Milwaukee coming up in game 6 on Friday night, a 1.5-point favorite over the Celtics. Total in that game, I just want to make sure that I give the right number here. The total is, let's see here while I wait for everything to refresh, 211 with the Bucks and the Celtics. So curious if you have any early thoughts, side total, even some early prop thoughts, Matt, on the Bucks and the Celtics, game 6 on Friday night in Wisconsin.
Yeah, the under. That's my best bet for that game is the under. Don't want to play a team total on that. Stick with the total under. Unders in game 6s since 2003 have hit about 59% of the time. If you take out for the conference finals and finals when things are a little bit closer and that's kind of factored in because there's more attention on them, it actually raises up to about 61%. So you wind up getting really good value, I think, on game 6. Everyone talks about the game 7 unders, but game 6 has gone consistently under as well at a high rate. So I like the under in this one. I just think both these defenses are elite. I think both these offenses are exhausted. We've seen a little bit of the offenses getting loose here and there. I think they're out of adjustments, though. I think they've kind of run afoul of terms of what they can do offensively. So I like the under in that game. I don't have a side pick. I think this series is a coin flip game by game. I have bet whoever has lost, that's what I've bet that team to win the title. That's what I've done. After every game, I've gone and bet that team to win the title when their odds dropped. Boston's dropped down to 8-1 or better. 10-1 is what I got it at various places. So that's what I bet last night. I'm just betting game by game. Whoever loses these games and their value goes down, that's who I picked to win the title, because I do think this is a coin flip series.
Yeah, I mean, Nick and I were talking in the previous segment how like last night's game, the Celtics were in complete control. I mean, if you had Milwaukee plus 5.5, and I did, you're like, well, this is dead. I mean, I have no business, even thinking about winning this ticket. And then you come around and they went outright. I mean, it's wild how much it has swung. Have you noticed anything in what the Celtics have done, last night aside, in terms of second half adjustments from a schematic standpoint that leads you to believe if the game is close, or if the, like, depending on what happens in the first half in the next game, that there's value in the Celtics second half?
No, I actually kind of go the opposite. So what Budenholzer has done, and Bud took so much grief rightfully for so many years about not adjusting, he has played in that drop coverage with Brook Lopez. And, Nick asked about props. Brook Lopez unders are one that I'm going to be under if I can find them, because what they've done is they play drop covers with Brook, wear him out with the size for three quarters. And then the fourth quarter, they've gone to that switch all with Giannis at the five. And just when they're already tired, getting hit with that physicality and that switchability of Milwaukee has really caused problems for Boston's offense. So for me, even though the Celtics stormed back in game four, I still like the Bucks down the stretch of these games a little bit more because of that. So I think if the Celtics get off to a hot shooting start and you can play the team total under live, that's an angle that I would look at. The only other thing I think for Boston is, Milwaukee kind of limited their threes. Horford and Grant Williams only had four attempts in game five, but the Bucks were down 14 with 8 minutes to go. If they reverse that strategy and they try and protect the paint a little bit more, that's going to open it up for them. I don't like to try and get ahead of the coach's tactical decisions and instead try and react to them. But if you're looking for an adjustment, that's where it's going to be, is Milwaukee trying to protect the paint more and Celtics three-pointers being a little bit more open.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and Branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Really awesome information on the Bucks and the Celtics from our guy, Matt Moore. Matt, let's talk about the other game that we saw last night, which, you know, you probably could have turned it off at halftime. Grizzlies up by 55 at one point against the Golden State Warriors. Now, I think we still expect Golden State to win the series. Maybe we'll give you a follow-up on a Golden State-Phoenix Western Conference final after this. But first, let's talk Game 6, Dubs and the Warriors, the series heading back to Northern California, where Golden State, an 8.5-point favorite, total 217.5, still a potential chance to close it out in advance to the Western Conference final. What do you think in Game 6, Dubs and Grizz?
You know, again, kind of lean under, but probably not going to play it as heavy just because the Warriors shooting could, you know, kind of stabilize and get there. I don't love where the Warriors are at here. The Grizzlies obviously play better defense without Ja Morant on the floor. Even before last night, they were about 10 points better defensively with Ja on the bench in the series. Now, their offense has died, so that's a concern when you go on the road. And that leads you more toward the under, right? Like if the Grizzlies win, you know, 98-90, which is kind of what they were trying to do in game four, then I think there's maybe a possibility there for the under. I think the under has a lot of value from a lot of different perspectives. I expect Golden State to win, but the number's preposterous given the context of what we've seen from both of these teams. I don't want to bet Memphis because if they let go of the rope, the Warriors will run away with it. This is like a stay away game, I think, for the most part. I'll bet lightly on the under, but given Golden State's inconsistency, Memphis without Ja, how good Memphis is defensively without Ja, I think this is just a hornet's nest of a game that I don't want any part of.
That's basically what he said. It's like somebody's going to backdoor somebody late in that game, and it's going to be a dagger. Let's assume, and I agree with you. I think Golden State wins. I told, you know, I said to Nick, I'd probably be interested in looking for, you know, make Golden State money line part of a parlay piece. You know, so you figure out what, you know, whatever you want to put with it. But you know, assuming the Warriors do win in advance, how do we feel about Warriors, a potential Warriors Suns, and obviously the Suns have to advance too. Warriors Suns Western Conference Final. I think Nick agrees with me that I think the Suns might truck stick them. Do you agree? Do you disagree? Or, you know, are you just in the I'm not fading Curry camp? How do you feel about that possible matchup?
Yeah, I'm aggressively on the other side. I'll have Warriors. And I'll have Warriors. I think you guys are right that they'll be favored, obviously, the home court. I think the injuries for Golden State rattle me a little bit. Like, if Otto Porter's one I'm keeping an eye on, it's one thing to lose Gary Payton. It's another if they lose Gary Payton and Otto Porter for some time. But look, we saw the regular season matchups. Golden State matches up well with them. The Suns have not really faced a switch all team that does it at a high level. Dallas does it, but they're not great at it, and they can't spread the floor the way that the Warriors can. They don't have secondary ball handlers the way the Warriors do. The Warriors are a lot more tested than anybody else Phoenix has played. And like, look, if we're being honest, Phoenix's defense just hasn't been great. Just overall, look at the numbers. They have not been great versus the Pelicans or versus the Mavericks. And Golden State, like, they got trucked by 50 last night. That's why I like the spot to bet them. It's like, this is a catching me at a rare low spot for a team up 3-2. For me, I think Golden State wins that series. I like their switchability. I like their versatility. I think it's a bad matchup for Phoenix. I'll be on the Warriors, probably on the win spread more, but I'll also be betting them to win the series outright.
Well, I hope that doesn't happen because I'll probably be poor because I'm definitely going to bet Phoenix if and when that's a series in the Western Conference final with Phoenix and Golden State. It's You Bet Tremendous Thursday. Nick Costos, Will Brinson in for Ken Barkley. Ken returns next week from vacation talking NBA playoffs with our pal Matt Moore from the Action Network. Matt is on Twitter at HP Basketball. Matt, turning our attention tonight to a pair of game sixes. I can't wait to hear your take on Phoenix and Dallas with the road team being favored in game six up 3-2 because you gave us some amazing stuff a couple weeks ago at the ends of the first round series. So I'll let Will ask you that about Phoenix and Dallas, but let's me and you talk about this Miami-Philadelphia game with Philly as the home favorite here. Just a 2-point favorite. This number was 2.5 yesterday and this morning. It's been bet down to 2, so Philly minus 2. In Philadelphia, Philly minus 129 on the money line, the Heat plus 107 to win and close it out in advance to the Eastern Conference Final. Total 207, Heat Sixers, Game 6, Philly. What do you got?
I like the under, and I especially like the Sixers team total under, which is consistently hit in these playoffs. I believe it's 5-1 in their last 6. So if you look at this just from the perspective of if Miami wins, it's because their defense shows up and they hold them down. And that's how that goes. If you look at the Sixers winning, it's probably because the Heat offense completely dies and the Sixers get by them with a low number. Like an outlier would be the Sixers putting up a big number offensively. So I like the under combined and the Sixers team total under without playing the Heat on the side because I don't trust Miami's offense. They're shooting 37% from three at home and 27% on the road. It's just this simple. The Heat do not shoot well on the road. So I cannot trust them to win this game, but I do think their defense will continue to be effective against the Sixers team. I loved Miami in the series when Embiid was supposed to be healthy. I loved him even more when he was supposed to miss the first part of the series. I bet them consistently. I went big in game five. They're going to win this series, but I do not want to be on them in this game in particular. I'll just bet the Heat defense.
No, it seems like a reasonable thing to do. We've got the, of course, the Mavericks and the Suns as well this evening, the 9:30 game. I love a good 9:30 game. Gives me an excuse to stay up later. Like, you know, it's like 11 or 30 or like 12. And I'm like, you know, I can probably stay up for a little bit longer and watch this. That's not for you Boulder people, Matt. How do you see this playing out? I mean, when you look at this Phoenix minus two on the road, do they close it out here? Or is this one where Luka just goes, to borrow a phrase from you, supernova, and manages to stem off the Phoenix tide?
You know, I'm not going to bet this one. If I had a lean, it would be Phoenix. I would bet Phoenix here. They've shown they can disrupt Luka. And if Luka has a monster game, it's probably on a high usage, low efficiency game. They won when Luka had monster games in games one and two. They figured out better ways to defend him in the second half of game four and in game five. I think they've figured out Dallas. So I would lean towards Phoenix here. But again, we get into, do I want to bet a road team? And I don't. I don't want to bet the home team because I just think the other team is better and should win. This line's pretty close. I think the value is on Phoenix. I'm going to stay away. I will say, if you're looking for props, like one that I would definitely look for is just continue to hit DeAndre Ayton. They have a lot of faith in him being able to stay on the floor and dominate inside. It's getting harder and harder for the Mavs. Bet Dwight Powell unders if you can find him, and that would be my best play for Phoenix and Dallas.
You excited for the NFL schedule release tonight, or just all attention on the NBA still?
All attention on the NBA, but I will be looking for what Las Vegas Raiders Chiefs game there is. They'll be heading out to Vegas this fall to catch that one.
God Ooh. Bless you, man. Absolutely awesome. That looks like a fun atmosphere to have a game, and obviously a great rivalry. Hey, and also Matt's a Chiefs fan, and the Chiefs kill the Raiders every time they play, the massacre them. So
except the one time when Gruden beat the Chiefs and then drove around the stadium honking the horn over and over again. Matt, do you think there's value in the Chiefs at plus 160 to win the division, all homerism aside?
No, I want to see how it looks. I don't want to bet anything on Chiefs right now, considering how many changes we had. It's just too much. I want to stay away.
I think there might be. Maybe Will and I will talk about that a little later on the Chiefs. I love McDuffie and Carl Aftis in the first round of the draft, like fixing that defense.
I'm really high on Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, I think that's duh. Thanks, Captain Obvious. I'm high on the Hall of Fame quarterback. I absolutely love it. Matt, and we love you, brother. We appreciate you, man. Thank you for making the time for us today. Matt is on Twitter at HB Basketball, Buckets Podcast with Raheem Palmer, ActionNetwork.com, Action Network app. My friend, good luck with the games tonight, and we will talk to you soon.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
Matt Moore is here from the Action Network.
I love Matt Moore. He's the best.
Dude, he literally.
Can we talk about how Matt Moore and Zach Harper put together a PowerPoint? Did we already talk about this?
Yes, you did it on the air. Right, I think one of the times you were on with us. Okay,
yeah. All right, carry on.
And you guys started like AOL Funhouse, wasn't
it? Well, we were at Fan House together, but no, we put together a PowerPoint that got us the job at CBS.
Got it. Yes. Good job by you, man.
I'm still there.
I know you well enough to know it was not you that put the PowerPoint together.
No. I just sort of had creative input.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, your head is even more in the clouds than mine is. So, I mean, no way you were the one putting that together. No chance. So great stuff there from Matt Moore. We'll do more NBA coming up on the other side when we will be joined by our friend Mike Gallagher from Establish the Run. I call him the fantasy basketball, the prop betting goat, because he's pretty awesome at it. Mike Gallagher joins Nick Costos and Will Brinson next, talking all four series in the NBA playoffs, including side total props for both games tonight in the association.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.